Harper Teen and Harper Audio present Everything Within and In Between by Nikki Barthelmess, performed by Frankie Corzo. Chapter 1. Act natural, I tell myself as Mrs. Viola peers down at my transfer application. The scribbled forging of Grandma's signature practically pops off the page, at least to my eyes. Are you having problems in French? The guidance counselor's long fingers intertwine on her desk, where she sits in front of me. We're only a few weeks into the new semester. I'm sure you can make it work if you stick with it. I shake my head as I tap the wood in between us. I'm not having a hard time in French. I can't quite meet Viola's eyes. Instead, I stare at the wall behind her, decorated with posters sporting the usual cliches of "the future starts with you" and "every morning is a new beginning." French is great. It's just that there's this program in Mexico, through my church, that I'm hoping to do this summer. The lie slips off my lips easily. I figured now would be as good a time as ever to brush up on my Spanish. Viola pushes her slipping glasses back into place and looks down at my transfer form. Miss Fernandez, if you ask me, you'd be better off staying in French. You could practice Spanish at home with your familia. My stomach lurches at the way Viola says my name, overly dramatic, smug, even. Her assumption crawls over my skin, like this woman knows a thing about me or my family. I want to shake my head or wiggle my shoulders to get this feeling off me, but instead I stare at her blankly. Viola clicks at her keyboard and stares at the computer screen in front of her. She glances at me. You do speak some Spanish, right? Yes, I rush out. But I think it's really important for me to transfer. I realized that even though I've studied some French, the standards for fluency are much higher than what I'm learning. I doubt I'd become proficient by the time I graduate, starting from scratch. Since I have a much stronger foundation in Spanish, I'd rather make the switch, where I'm much more likely to actually become fluent, like by school standards. I think it would help with college applications. I smile innocently. My grandparents never actually taught me, but they spoke it to each other and my mom when I was young. So that probably wasn't the right thing to say, but I need to sell Viola on this. Wanting to be fluent in any language, whether I should already be or not, is something a guidance counselor won't argue will help me get into college. It still won't be enough to get me into the kind of college Grandma has her hopes set on, I'm sure. But it's a reason Viola can wrap her head around at least. Viola nods. Well, it's good to hear that you're so focused on your future. I'll put you in Spanish too, then. And if you have any problems, you can let me know. Like that's going to ever happen. I don't ever want to tell her or anyone else how little Spanish I speak. I'll just pick it up quickly. I'll have to. Viola signs the yellow piece of paper, allowing me to switch classes. But just as I'm about to grab it, she rests her hand on the transfer slip. Just try not to get in trouble, Maria. The kids in Spanish class, a lot of them take the class for the easy A, since most of them already speak it. It'd be a shame to see such a good kid like you pick up any bad habits. Like me. So the other kids, the ones who aren't like me, are lazy? Not good kids? Grandma's voice bursts into my thoughts. She's telling me Brittany is a good girl and Nina isn't. I narrow my eyes at Viola. It's Ree, I say coldly. The bell rings and hundreds of students push through the classroom doors into the hallways of Riviera High School. School's out for the day. Seeming to notice my change in demeanor, Viola fidgets. She looks to the door behind me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?